Mishnah says on Daf Samach and Beis that Azarik Eben the Markulis is Oyav Adasa. If a person throws a stone to the Markulis, that is the way to be Oyav in that Avodah Zarah. So what is Markulis? What's this Avodah Zarah? Markulis. So Tosfos says later on Daf Samach Dalad that Markulis, the name of the Avodah Zarah, was not really Markulis, but the name was Kulis or Kilus. That was the name of Avodah Zarah, and Kilus is Lashon of Shvach, like Lekales means to be Meshabach, and the Gaon called it that Lashon to be Meshabach. But Chachamim didn't want to use that lashon, so they changed it. They wanted to use kilus milashon gnai, like enu live kelus bagayim. Could also be lashon gnai. So therefore, they called it mar kilus. Mar means a lashon of chalipin in Aramaic, so it means to switch it. That is switching the lashon kilus and shvach with the lashon of gnai. And for that reason, it's called mar kilus or mar kulus instead of kilus to show that we mean a lashon of gnai, not a lashon of shvach. Now, what's pushing Tosfos to say this? He doesn't speak it on Daf Samach Daled, but he says elsewhere in Shas that the problem is that there's a issa in the Torah not to be mask or shem of a desire that's not written in the Torah. So how could Chazal call this of a desire Markulis? So therefore, Tosfos is saying it must be that it wasn't really the name of the desire. The name was really Kilus or Kulis, and they switched it to Markulis to say that it's a lashon of gnai. So they're not actually saying the name of the Avodah Zarah, and that's why it's mutter to write Markulis, and that is what Tosfos' hechach is. But I think if you look in Rashi over here, it's Masha from Rashi, and the Rashi is arguing on Tosfos. I think it's a meduik, not like Tosfos. Rashi says, So Rashi, when he explains Markulis, he says that the Goyim referred to it as Markulis. Sounds like that was the name that the Goyim gave, and it's not the pshat, they call it Kulis, and we switch it to Markulis, but the name used by the Goyim is Markulis. Pretty clear that Rashi held Markulis is the actual name that the Goyim used. And I found in the Aruch Taka says this, Aruch says that Markulis was the name of the Avodah Zarah. Clearly, not like Tosfos, it's not that we switched Kilus with Markulis, but Markulis was the Shema Etzem, that was the actual name of the Avodah Zarah. I think it's mistabling that Lefi Tosfos a little bit Tzarchian. Why is it called Markulis? It should be called Markilus. Why change, once you add the Mar, why do you have to change it again from Kilus to Kulis? Lefi Rashi, that was the name, that was the Shema Hadavar, that's why it's called Markulis. But it's on Rashi and on the Aruch, it's going to be Shver the Kasha of Tosfos. How could you use that name if that is the actual name, using the name of Avodah Zarah? But Lamaisa, they can answer like the Miri. The Miri says over there in Daf Samach Daled that if you're using the name of Avodah Zarah, Lahavin Laharis, you're using it to learn about it, to tell us dinim about it, then it's mutter. Just stop to use it as a marmakim that you can't do. But Lahavin Laharis is mutter. And over here it's being used Lahavin Laharis, and that could be the heter to use Markulis. So if you Rashi, even though that is the actual meaning of the word.